Big Mac, Chicken McNuggets, no, Big Mac and Quarter Pounder with cheese, or Filet-O-Fish. You'd be doing the same thing if you were at McDonald's, because you can choose not just one, but two of your favorites for just $6. Tasty Big Mac, crispy 10-piece Chicken McNuggets, juicy Quarter Pounder with cheese, or savory Filet-O-Fish. Enjoy two of your all-time favorites for just $6, if you can decide on the two. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey, I'm Sunaina Nair, and you are listening to the latest Keep It Live series by TalkCX Live. Now, this one should be of special interest to the ones bitten by the travel bug, which should constitute most of us, I guess. We have with us Samson Tan, CEO, GTMC Travel and Chairman, Inbound Committee, National Association of Travel Agents Singapore, that's in NATAS. And very, very interestingly, Samson is an avid water polo player since he was about 9 years old and plays in the Chinese Swimming Club, Singapore. He had in his prime years represented the national team and had played in the Southeast Asian Games as well as the Asian Championships. Tan was also the Vice President for Water Polo Singapore from 2016 to 2018. Happy listening.
You have a strong interest in sports. So, what sports appeal to you?
Since young, I play a sport called water polo in Chinese Swimming Club in Singapore. And I started playing this sport when I was 10 years old. I started to learn to swim at 9. Then at 10 years old, I saw in Chinese Swimming Club in the same pool, I saw people play water polo. So I thought throwing the ball was quite fun. So I started to, my parents put me on a trial, try it out, see I like the sport. And that's where I got hooked on it. And now it's already 42 years, I'm still playing on social basis. So I've been playing this sport for 42 years.
Wow, yeah. That's quite a long time. Yeah. And it was the fun element.
Yeah, I think it was fun, teamwork, his training was hard, that's definitely in the past. You swim non-stop, a lot of training, a lot of land exercises, but I think it makes us stronger.
Up to what level did you play water polo? I mean, did you play at a national?
I played at the national level. I was in the national team. I was training. When I was in the army, I actually didn't carry a gun. I went straight to the swimming pool the first day of reporting.
Okay.
So, I was playing for the national team for 2 years, training on the national team. And I was very crazy about water polo at that time. Until after when I finished army, came out army, my parents were telling me, hey, look, I'm not giving you any more pocket money for your water polo. You have to start working. So that's where I went into the workforce.
Okay.
Society.
But when you were in the national team, I mean, did you play in the Southeast Asian Games?
Yes. We played in the Southeast Asian Games. That's as usual, as a national team player. And we also played in some Asian Championship. But we were not so good in Asia. We were more on the Southeast Asia. We have been kingpin for the last 26 times.
That's interesting. I mean, because one of the questions I had was, I mean, Singapore has a rich history of water polo.
That's right.
Right? I mean, I think I understand Singapore won the first, gold medal in Asia in 1954.
Yes.
And then the last time it won a medal was in somewhere in 1986
or so. 1986, yes.
86.
Yeah, we had won a bronze medal.
Yeah, bronze medal. But since then, Singapore hasn't won a medal.
In the past, you see, water polo in Singapore is very different 20, 30 years ago, where a lot of us actually trained full-time and we get some allowance. But today's water polo is very different. Now the new players, the academy is more important than sports to the family. So a lot of them actually train lesser. So it's very hard to get the good national players now. It's not in the past. Yeah, that's the one of the reasons.
How often do you play these days? You said that you still play socially. I mean, what?
Once a week on a Sunday in Chinese Swim Club. I play with childhood friends. You know, we know each other for 40 years. You know, most of us, maybe 20, 30 of us.
And so some of them former national players?
Yeah, some of them. In fact, quite a lot of them are national players. Yeah, ex-national players.
You're involved in some form of administrative work also in relation to water polo, are you?
Yeah. I was the vice president for water polo from 2016 to 2018. I was the for one term, 2 years. I was like head of water polo for Singapore. So actually, during my term, I brought in some new coach from Serbia. You know, we changed the landscape a bit, the training techniques. You know, to move into the new gameplay, so that we can hopefully can win a medal in Asia Games.
Yeah, so that's interesting. I was checking the, you know, the water polo rankings, and I think 4 out of the top 5 are Eastern European countries. I think Croatia, Serbia, Montenegro, Hungary, and Greece.
Yes.
I guess those are the top 5.
Yeah.
I mean, why do you think that's the case?
They are all the kingpins of water polo in the world. I know because through my years of playing water polo, I met a lot of these ex-Olympic medalists, you know. So they help us to... So I think bringing them there is the only way to enhance our skill. They always reinvent the way they train. So they always... they also... A lot of them are professional. They play full-time. And in those countries, they have leagues, you know, where they are paid quite well. So that's why it makes them always very different and better than the rest.
The reason I find it interesting is that swimmers from those countries are not necessarily the best swimmers in the world.
Yeah.
But the water polo teams win.
Correct. Because the water polo in their country, water polo is the first number one sport. Yeah, everybody loves water polo. Everybody talks about water polo. You know, it's like England. Everybody talks about football. So that's, to them, it's water polo, not football.
Right now at Kohl's, take an extra 25% off top active brands, including Under Armour for her. Get Nike shoes for the family, $48.75 and under. And save on Levi's denim for the family. Plus, get limited contact store drive-up and get even more for your wallet with Kohl's Cash. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. 25% off Under Armour ends August 9th. Nike ends August 8th. Levi's sale ends August 30th. Offers and coupons do not apply. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.